Today we are going to discuss an interesting observation that the Rebbe made on Shabbos Parshas Dvorim, Tov Shin Mem, 1980. In short, the Rebbe was addressing the question, how is it that there are many kitzin? Why would some person who was later make an earlier ketz? Or why would some person that came later make a later ketz? Exactly how does this kitzin thing work in comparison of one Godel Shel Yisrael to the other? And in short, the Rebbe explained a very important point that we have to understand. And that is that everyone looks at Mashiach the way in their own glasses. Yesterday we spoke in the previous year about Mashiach being on your radar, and that when you hear the word Mashiach, you chapsich and you pay attention. But even in Mashiach, everyone has different expectations of what Mashiach is going to do for them. For one person, Mashiach is a gashmiyistik savior. And that's how most people look at Mashiach. A time they won't owe any money, a time when you'll have slaves and people doing your work, food and candy will be growing on trees, and all the important things that it says about Yemoisa Mashiach. That's how most people look at it. Very few people look at Mashiach as a ruchni stik shleimus. The Rambam says, "Lo nisavu chachamim." The chachamim didn't have any taiva lemois of Mashiach. What was their taiva? Sheyu pnuyim b'toyru b'chachmasa. They should be free and open to be able to be involved in Torah and its wisdom. In other words, Mashiach is a time, a ruchni stikya time. It's an era in which we will have our spiritual pursuits fulfilled. We will serve the Eibishter, and we will have free ability to serve Hashem. Now, in addition to that, it will be revealed to us great secrets of the Torah and great spiritual revelations. There's an accepted fact that no deposit, no return. Meaning, as much as you work, that's as much as you're going to get out. As they say, no pay, no gain. You don't work, you don't get. That's just the way life goes. So now, depends what I expect from Mashiach, that's how much work I expect to put into Mashiach. If Mashiach to me is some small-time gilui elikus, so I can figure it's going to come, let's say, 100 years. If Mashiach to me is a bigger gilui elikus, so then I expect it to last longer golos, because we're working harder to get something bigger. In other words, as big as I expect Mashiach to be, that's how much work I expect has to go into bringing it. That's the basic formula we have here. And therefore, when the different gdoli Yisrael spoke different kitzin, it doesn't mean that one wanted it to come any less than the other one. It doesn't mean that the one that said the further kates was a less of a believer in Mashiach and was more skeptical in Mashiach's arrival. It's just that he expected a lot more out of Mashiach. And because he expected a lot more out of Mashiach, he expected it to take longer. The Rebbe was speaking this about the Friedrich Rebbe who had his sort of ketz in the year Toshin Gimel. He came out with the Kriya Vekdusha, which was like a newspaper, newsletter that came out, and he came out with a proclamation of La'altu L'tshuva, La'altu L'gula in Toshin Gimel 1943. It's true that at that time, that's when the tide of World War II turned for the better, for the Allies. But obviously, the Friedrich Rebbe had an expectation of Mashiach that it should come earlier. It should come and we are ready for it. And therefore, when we look at the Kitzin, all it means is different observations and different expectations regarding Mashiach. In our Dur, the Rebbe has told us that we have to expect everything. Expect Ruchnius, expect Gashmius, and that if a Yid wants Mashiach just for his Gashmius ticket things, that's also fine. In other words, whatever it takes for a Yid to demand Admasai, whether it's Beruchnius, whether it's Begashmius, whatever it takes, we should want. However, the Rebbe always mentioned to the Eibishter that no longer should he make Yidin want Mashiach for Inyanim Gashmim. In other words, Yidin have to have everything they need. There was an old machlekes, Yidin be rich or Yidin be poor. A lot of Gedolei Yisrael say Yidin should be poor because if someone is rich, there's too big of an Nisayin. How much should he give tzedakah and should he not give tzedakah? Better he be poor, he shouldn't have any tests. And the Rebbe said, in our generation, we want all Yidin to be rich. Like it says, when the Yidin left Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim full of money. Each Yid was a big veer. The Rebbe said, in our dur, Yidin should have Gashmias. Our wanting for Mashiach should not be because we are missing in Yonim Gashmim. It should be for the true purpose, that being that we realize that the Shechina is in Golos, the Shechinta Begalusa, and we realize that right now we can't do Torah Mitzvahs the way we truly want to, and the way we truly can. Therefore, we want Mashiach. Not because of any Gashmiistic thing. And that's what the Rebbe explains the difference between our generation and generation in the time of Mordechai, and the famous Maimer, Ba'atat Tetzaveh, Tav Shem Amalek, which is the last Maimer the Rebbe gave out. It was Magia so far to give out, and he gave out himself. Tavshin on Beis, the Maimer Ba'at Tetzaveh, the Rebbe says that the Mesiras Nefesh in the time when things are good is a lot stronger than the Mesiras Nefesh in times when things are bad, because when there's Chayshech brings out Mesiras Nefesh, and we are expected to live on this level of Mesiras Nefesh, even though and even at times when times are plentiful and good, we should still scream at Moshe and tell the Eibishter that it's not enough. Our Gashmias, we want the Shechina to be revealed.